Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A plan is in the works to help our area seniors. Let's go in-depth with Dawn Alsbach-Klein, Marion County Senior Nutrition Director, and Knoxville City Councilman Rick Kingery. Okay, Dawn, we're going to start off with something sort of unusual because you just taught me something, and I want to just start from the major recognition of something I didn't know.
Okay.
The Knoxville Senior Center isn't really a senior center.
No, it is not a senior center. It's a meal site. And what that means is we need to focus, the funding here needs to focus on the meals. We do Meals on Wheels across our county. We have meal sites, which are called congregate meal sites across our county. And we need to focus on meals. A senior center is where someone will go grow up, grow old, and be very healthy, engage in programming and things like that to age well. Oftentimes, what we find, however, is that the nutrition programs are renting from an entity that sometimes are called senior boards that are supposed to run a senior center. And what we have here is a non-functioning senior center. We have a functioning nutrition program, which in turn, we open the doors. People start to come naturally because they want to congregate. They want to come together, play those cards, do a variety of programming together. You know, they want companionship. You know, they're lonely. They're home. They seek somewhere to go. And really and truly, a real senior center would actually have a director there making sure these things were happening. It's not part of the nutrition program. Yes, they should be married. They should be happening. They need to be under one roof. However, they're separate.
So why is it called a senior center? And there's lots of seniors here often. So I think it's a senior center, but I'm wrong.
You know, that is a very good question. And it's very well asked, too, because you would think that. What has happened is in the beginning of where we're at now at 308 East Montgomery, there was a group of individuals who actually had a fundraiser. They wanted to see a senior center. So they came down here, they remodeled, they gutted the thing, remodeled. And then from there, the meal program was at the Christian church at that point. The meal program wasn't even here. And so then the senior board, once it was established through a grant for the city and the rec center, they decided that they wanted to have a meal. So then they started to coordinate with the Meals on Wheels and Senior Nutrition Program. And so that is when the nutrition program moved down to the senior center. And at that point, it was an active center. They had a director that was doing the programming. They were doing the activities. You know, they were doing the information and assistance and the referral systems that need to be done in a senior center. However, funding dried up, whatever may have happened, it stopped. And so the meals and the nutrition program carried on. We had staff here. That program had staff right here at the senior center. Name didn't change. People doing the various activities and duties changed. And it just naturally, automatically happened. No one's fault. It just happened that way.
So there was a senior center, the nutrition program came over, then the senior center sort of died, but you and the other folks at the nutrition, you couldn't turn away people at the door and you let them sit around and drink coffee and play cards and interact, when really that wasn't your job, and you probably did a bunch of other things too.
Exactly. Yes, that is what happened, and it automatically, just naturally happened. You don't turn people away.
So, and so you were probably started doing some social work, too, I'm guessing.
Yes, yeah.
And counseling and who knows what.
There are people that come with various issues. Hunger, issues with a spouse, a parent needing assistance, with various aging services. And so we see so many different people that we can't send them away. We have to give them the information that they need. We use what knowledge we have to direct them in the proper ways.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Don Ausbach Klein, Marion County Senior Nutrition Director, and Knoxville City Councilman Rick Kingery. Well, and Rick, you're on the senior board. How do you see this?
I recently became very active on the board, and I'm wanting to see change and bring it back to being a true senior center. And Don and I have been working on a business plan along with the rest of the board to make that happen.
Since this isn't a real senior center, Rick, what do you think needs to be done?
The first step we need to do is get a director in place that can start establishing programs and things and making it what it needs to be.
And so is this going to be just a Knoxville thing, or is it do you see it as a larger program?
We'd like to involve the entire county in this. Of course, Knoxville will probably be the main use of it, but we'd like to hit some of the outlying areas and you know, be able to transport people up here to take advantage of what we're doing here. We've already got folks that are coming as far as Sheraton that come up to take advantage of what we've got here.
It isn't enough as it currently sits. It doesn't have the funding. It doesn't have maybe even the equipment, the space. It's not exactly handicap accessible.
You're right. We have space issues. We have handicap accessibility issues. So what we need to do is we need to rethink what exactly is aging now in our society. What is it that's needed? We have to remember the percentages of older adults that we have in our area, which is Marion County, which is 19.1%. That's a very high percentage of those 65 plus. And so having a centralization or central location will allow whomever would want to come from, say, Swan or Otley, they would almost have the same distance to drive or ride in transportation. Space is a huge issue. There are different things that need to be happening in a senior center. And one is having an art room. You know, the arts and growing old, there's been very credible studies done on how healthy that is for an older adult. We have an art closet.
Do you envision a new building?
That is what our eventual plan is, to build a large 19,000 square foot building that will have room to separate our activities, separate the meal program, separate everything so we're not stepping all over each other.
Well, and it's just going to be more and more needed as we baby boomers all get beyond that 65.
Yeah. This plan is a very aggressive plan, and it would, if someone were from the outside reading it and trying to understand it, it would be very overwhelming. However, I feel that when people look into the future, when they're doing something now and they're planning for the future, you need to determine, okay, are we going to do it halfway now and spend half the money, or are we going to do it all the way now and spend all the money when it's more cost effective now, because it'll be more expensive in the future when you have to add on or you have to redo because you did not think far enough ahead. So the leaders in this project really truly need to look at the needs of the future, make sure that there is a good plan in place to get it up and get it going, and make sure it's sustainable.
And the great thing about it, too, is it's all going to be community-driven. We're not going to rely on a stream of money coming from the county or the city. It's going to be privately raised money. We may go and ask for a grant or something like other entities have, like the theater and that kind of thing. But the majority of the money we raise will be privately raised.
So you're not going to ask for a bond issue or anything like that?
No.
No, absolutely not.
You think you can raise that kind of money that you need for that privately?
I believe we can.
We've looked into grants. And again, as we all know, this is a senior center mission. It's a project the senior center is putting on. So they're a nonprofit. There are very large grants out there that can be matched with some current money that the senior board already has. And we're looking at $300,000, $400,000 matching grants. So those chunks of money will be very beneficial to getting this up and off the ground. What they need to make sure of, what we all need to make sure of for the betterment of everyone into the future, now and into the future, is it going to be sustainable? What has to be done to make sure that it is sustainable on its own without any public assistance?
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Don Alsbach Klein, Marion County Senior Nutrition Director, and Knoxville City Councilman Rick Kingery. Do you envision a model where we're members? Somebody, you know, we have a monthly fee to participate, something like that?
That will be a big part of it. The membership will drive what we're able to do. Of course, the grants will be covering some of the other thing. We'll be looking for those too to help fund, you know, healthy initiatives and that kind of a thing. We'd also like to have it available as like a community type center where you can come and rent portions of the facility for the community use. So we've got all kinds of sources for income.
There is a membership program that's already being designed and worked through. So those who want to be part of a senior center model will eventually have a discounted rate for various things. Say we have an artist come in and they're going to do a specific thing with maybe drawing 3D buildings, and it's going to take them a month. A member that has paid their membership dues and their fees would get that at a discounted rate, where a non-member would pay the actual top fee. So it will actually, that's a piece of a budget that is needed too.
I know that we've got listeners out there that are thinking what they've got is just fine. A few tables and chairs and lunch or breakfast, whatever, is fine.
Sure. And you know, it is fine. It is fine. However, it isn't going to be here in 3 to 5 years. Senior nutrition sites are dying. People can go to a local cafe, they can go to Hy-Vee, they can go anywhere for a meal. And that's what the meal program does, is they provide nourishment, nutrition. That is all they are to provide. There's no funding to provide programming or anything else. So what we have is fine, yes, if we want to watch it diminish. And if we don't want to think into the future about what some of these needs are going to be with the people who are growing up and growing old in our local area. However, again, if we stay on that path, we can, but I would not recommend it as an aging services provider. Meals on Wheels we will always have. That's important. But if we have meal sites where we're just serving 4 and 5 people, we can't justify utilizing county dollars and federal dollars to run that nutrition program. That's not acceptable either.
Okay, so given these trends and sort of what's happening statewide and nationwide, what the model you're bringing forth is sort of what other people are doing? This has been tried and tested before?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it is. If you go to Davenport, they have a program, and it's within one building. It's called CASI, Centers for Active Seniors Incorporated, and they have brought in services, programming, a little cafe, coffee shop, gift shop type thing. Those are the things that they are doing to keep it self-sustaining. Their meal site within that facility, I went and I visited it. And the lady said to me, she said, "We aren't getting new people in here. The meal program is not the focal point for people anymore. It's just not. It's the social. It's the engaging in active mental health, physical health, the whole nine yards. It's taking care of yourself holistically."
It sounds like you're just getting this off the ground and you'd like people to help and share their ideas.
Yeah, I would encourage people just to start asking questions. Get the facts straight. Understand exactly what's happening and why, how it's going to be played out, and see if there's anything that they could do. It doesn't necessarily mean that we need monetary assistance right now. It could be we just need someone to start calling folks and asking questions, doing a survey, a telesurvey, something. There's a variety of things to be done in order for this to be kicked off. I mean, you're looking at a 5-year plan here. I would invite anyone to talk to any of the senior board members, and they will give you an overview. They have the business plan. People are more than welcome to grab that, read it, take it home. But it's something exciting for this area, and it should be thought of, and it should be taken very seriously.
If you'd like to learn more about what we're doing, we are having an auction on September 30th, starting at 6 o'clock. It's not really, the goal isn't to raise money for the center at this auction. More of what we're going to do is explain what our plan is during the evening and happen to be able to bid on items, too. So we'd invite anybody to come do that. It'll be at the Sprint Car Hall of Fame. Tickets will go on sale here soon for $20. And the public's invited.
And they'll see the vision. This is the kickoff of what this business plan envisions for the future. They've got a big thing planned.
Starts at 6 o'clock. We'll run through 9 o'clock. And bidding all night long in socialization and learning.
Thanks to Don Ausbach-Klein and Rick Kingery for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.